This is Imran Khan, the head of Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf or PTI, a leading nationalist political party. He is coming to the Supreme Court to face criminal proceeding after he declared the role of country's judiciary as shameful for allegedly supervising the rigging in this year's general elections. An unconditional apology before judges apparently is a legal way out to save his skin. However, like his previous stance, he has no intention to apologize before the apex court, which found his comment as abusive. Inside the court, all attempts by judges once again failed to secure an unconditional apology from him. And surprisingly, judges had to drop unilaterally criminal proceeding against him.
This is a big decision, and Imran Khan has now been set free from the charge of contempt. Even after the contempt notice has been discharged against him, Imran Khan is still in a defiant mood, and he is still sticking to his position. It's a good luck for him that he has not been formally charged in contempt and proceeded against.
The dropping of criminal proceeding against Imran Khan has boosted his public image and has brought in the limelight of alleged rigging and manipulations in general elections held in May this year. Analysts say that now judiciary is likely to come under more pressure to order an investigation and recount of votes of controversial elections.
Election fraud.
The PTI has come up with 2,500-page white paper revealing specific graphic pieces of evidence on how judges from the lower courts supervise rigging in the elections to deprive the party to form a federal government.
Our white paper will give you detailed evidence of rigging. Just to give you an example, in one of the polling stations where registered voters were only 1,500 and the result showed over 8,000 votes were polled. If this is not rigging, what will you call it? If the Supreme Court does not take up our petition, where should we go to seek justice and who will help us in investigations?
Despite allegations of electoral rigging, the PTI gained second highest popular vote by politically cashing in on rising anti-US sentiments in Pakistan. The PTI had launched an offensive public campaign to shoot down U.S. drones in the tribal areas and end country's alliance altogether with the U.S. in so-called war on terror. Many within PTI suspect that a national stance on foreign policy led many internal and external powers to conspire to engineer rigging in the national elections. Javed Rana, Press TV, Islamabad.